Good morning, welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Tuesday the 18th of February. I guess we better cover VAR first, didn't we? In the world of outrage, where everybody needs to be outraged and we create outrage, I think politicians release things to create outrage upon outrage to detract from what's going on. Trump's a master at it and Cummings and Johnson are managing it here. I think creating outrage over the BBC and things detracts from other issues going on. But when we get to football and VAR, obviously people have been living in a season of outrage, mostly wrongly, in my opinion. But you can't defend that last night. The offside, I have no problem with. I mean, I had a long debate with somebody last night on WhatsApp about the offside rule. And whilst it may seem silly, the rules are what the IFAB set. That is the offside rule, and it is implemented every goal. And whether you like it or not, and Tottenham have had Leicester goal disallowed, but then benefited against Norwich and Sheffield United. The thing I like about it is it's consistent. Every goal is looked at. If it's offside, whether it's an inch or a yard, it's offside. As opposed to 1 week a goal is given where a guy's a yard offside, and the next week a goal's disallowed where a guy's a yard onside. I think whilst it may seem stupid, because the margins and lines are so tight, I think at least it's fair and we know what's going on. Offside is offside. When we get to the clear and obvious errors, obviously it's subjective view. And I can't defend how the Premier League have implemented it. I can't. It's nothing again to do with technology. It's nothing to do with VAR. It's the people implementing it. And we have gone down this road of not letting the ref look at the screen. In effect, it's another Premier League referee in a room at Stockley Park looking at it. And I mean, it is baffling. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. And this is nothing to do with team bias. I mean, I can't bear Chelsea. I'm a Spurs fan. Why would I want Chelsea to win a game of football? But you look at that last night, and Heung-Min Song sent off at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium against Chelsea for kicking out at Rudiger. And rightly so, he kicked out. It's a red card. But how then a referee at VAR can look and give that decision, but then see what Harry Maguire did last night and not send him off, is baffling. And I think the issue with it is, for me, is if the referee on the pitch makes that decision, if he doesn't see it and he gets told, have a look at VAR, and he goes and makes that decision, he's the man on the pitch. We're not going to be happy with it, but at least, okay, well, that's his view. When the referee is passing it to a guy, in effect, in a booth to referee the game, and he's looking at it and coming up with that, and in one game they come up with one thing and one game they come up with another, I find it absolutely staggering. And then you compound it with the goal. I mean, I can't see anything wrong with the Chelsea goal. That's clear and obvious. Fred pushes Azpilicueta, who goes into the United player, knocks him over, doesn't affect the goal whatsoever. And it all started with a push by Fred, who's a United player anyway. So, and obviously then Chelsea concede straight after to go 2-0 down. I thought it was an absolute shambles last night, the officiating and the VAR in that game, I'm not going to lie. I don't think anybody's got a problem sitting in the stadium waiting for a referee to look at a screen on the pitch and make his decision. And yes, we're going to agree with some and not agree with some, but when you're waiting 2 minutes and not knowing what's going on, and people say they won't go to football because of VAR. I don't think it's anything. I've not heard anybody. I mean, I talk and work and live in football circles all my life. It's, I eat, live and sleep and breathe it. I've not heard anybody say I'm not going to football today because they've got VAR. The fans in the stadium wouldn't have known what's going on last night. They'll know that there's been a review. Some of them may have seen the incident. Most of them wouldn't. But those of us watching on TV, we see it clear as day. We're watching the replays. And how that's the people, it's the ones almost at TV are getting more outraged because we are seeing the whole process in the stadium. You don't. You just get a screen up saying, VAR review taking place. But you're sitting, when you're sitting at home watching it and you watch it and see the replay, slow motion, wind it back, and then the guy comes up and says, no red card. I find it staggering, but it's not VAR, it is the people putting it in place in this country, and And it's just highlighting how inept our referees are. That's why they need VAR. They need help because they're flipping useless. I would sack the lot of them and start again. Because I don't think any of them are decent. I think they're absolutely useless on pitch and in this booth. I don't know why they're so bad. You know, that's why we didn't have it. When you don't get referees from our country at the World Cup and things, that's why. Because they're just poor. They're so poor, it's unbelievable. So let's hope, you know, what can you do? You can hope they sort it out. I don't think VAR's going anywhere. I don't think that solves the solution if it does. I don't think kicking VAR out the game tomorrow solves anything. But they've got to start getting it right. I mean, I just wonder. I mean, Mike Riley, who's in charge, he was an imbecile as a referee himself. I mean, I remember him, I've said it before, trying to book Ashley Cole at Tottenham. And Ashley Cole just turned his back on him and walked away. And he was like a wet weekend. Yeah, just stood there like a wet weekend, sort of saying, oh, no, you come to me. And Ashley Cole just ignored him and he did nothing. Guys, you know, he's in charge. Get rid of him. He for me is the start. Get rid of him and start again. He's absolutely useless, and I can't see anything. I just wonder what he must have been watching that last night. I just wonder what he thinks when he's sitting at home watching it. Anyway, rubbish. Yes, I think Chelsea, you were extremely hard done by last night. And when we get to sort of how tight the Champions League places are, if Chelsea miss out, I think they'd have the right to be aggrieved if they missed out by a couple of points. They weren't great last night, but 1-1 is a different game. 1-1 against 10 men, it's a really different game. But, yeah, we'll probably make them look like 1970s Brazil come Saturday, I expect. When we meet them, they'll probably give us a right old pasting at the bridge. Right, what we got today? Yogurts. Yeah, here's one for you. What is the fruit corner all about? Little chat with Sam yesterday. Sam's come home with some yoghurts, not fruit corners, but she's come home with some yoghurts. I don't know, 300ml. A load of fruit coolie stuff on the bottom, and then a yoghurt on the top. So it's almost like two layers. And I said, what's the point in that then? She said, well, you get a bit and you mix it. You mix it all up. I said, well, why don't you just buy a pre-mixed yoghurt? What's the point in having a... Well, we're now doing their job for them. And she said, well, that's what fruit corners are. I said, well, I've never got the point in them either. Because as I understand, I mean, how do people eat them? Do you take a bit of fruit and a bit of yoghurt, or do you tip the fruit corner bit into the yoghurt and mix it all up? Why not just buy a pre-mixed yoghurt? It's all just gimmicks, isn't it? I mean, where does it come from? It's easy from them now. Don't even need to do anything. Dump a bit of coolie in the bottom, dump a bit of yoghurt on top. It's a do-it-yourself, go and mix it yourself yoghurt. Absolute nonsense. Told her, buy proper yoghurts. Yoghurts that are pre-mixed. Strawberry, raspberry, whatever. Don't care. I don't want to have to be mixing the fruit and the flipping yoghurt myself. What's all that about? Sunday. I use Siri on my phone. I've got to be careful because I'll probably trigger them all off now. I use Siri on my phone. So if I want to speak to Suggsy, for example, I'll just ask Siri to give Suggsy a ring. So I have my phone set on my desk, and that's what I do. Whoever I want to speak to, I just tell Siri to ring them. But then I use Alexa for my music. So I've got a Zeppelin speaker hooked up to a Echo Dot. So I'll then say to Alexa, play whatever I'm feeling that day. And I got the two mixed up on Sunday. I'd made a phone call. So then I went, hey, Siri. Realised I was about to ask it to play music. I went, oh no, I've got that wrong. Hey Alexa. And I went, flipping dearie me. Hey Alexa. And Alexa went, I don't know any songs called flipping dearie me. And my good lady burst into tears. There, see, she's starting now. And she burst into laughter. A good lady, yeah. So, felt a bit of a plum, I'm not going to lie. What else have we got? The old coronavirus. I talked about that. I haven't done the Vegas stories yet, have I? The old big flipping redneck at the poker table who I took money off. He was an angry man. That's how it all started, the coronavirus. I don't drink Corona, but a lot of people drink Corona in Vegas with the old lime in the top. And a bloke sat down with a bottle of that, and another bloke then made a joke about you'll get a virus off that, which wasn't particularly funny. But that's how the big redneck started, because the big redneck started saying that... the coronavirus is a big manufactured hoax by the Chinese. And I said, what are you on about? I said, there's people dying from it. And we got, at the time, I think it was when the ship had first been quarantined. I think about 400 people on that ship have got it now. And he wouldn't have it. Fake news. Fake news. It was all fake news, all just being manufactured by China, because China are looking to dominate the world. And America's not going to let them. And that's just when I started tearing into him. I will have, when I've got a bit more time, I'll have the full details of that. But yeah, it's looking looking bad, isn't it? That is looking, in that part of the world, really serious. I think the Tokyo Marathon's been called off now. The Olympics due in Tokyo this year. They need to try and get a grip on that. Right. Did a quick Twitter trade as well last night. Chateau Roux, the Betfair fun and friends with the markets. We've got West Ham, City West Ham this week. The rearranged fixture when it was postponed is the only game. I've done all the ultimate stuff. Kevin, you'll be pleased to know, Kevin Kelly, top three plus on scores. It doesn't have them scoring four. It's only got them scoring two or three. Certainly can't see... what do you call it? Who are they? West Ham getting anything out of that? The old carpet. The old carpet in the Championship. It's getting closer, isn't it? It's getting closer. Never thought we'd see it. I mean, they were talking of Champions League football and top. I mean, not long ago I had that dinner with that guy. We're going to get top four. He actually said they're going to win the league. And they're looking like the old carpet in the Championship is getting a little bit closer. Right, I've got no golf this week, so there'll be no golf tomorrow. Most of you will be pleased to know that. I've got horses have been poor, I know, but I'm hoping that they, you know, the one thing with these, you never know when they're going to turn round. You can miss a winner on any one day, so you keep plugging away. And next week I will have the automation of the FTS horses. I'm going to probably put that up on Monday. So I will give people advance notice. As I said, it's 30 spots and that's it. Right, where are we? Horses, here we go. I've got one, 7:30 at Southall. I think, again, there's a few cancellations today, isn't there? Yeah, we've only got two meetings left. 7:30 at Southall. For some reason on Betfair, my market's not low. There we go. Mountain of Stars, small win and place. 7:30 Southall, Mountain of Stars, small win at place. 6 o'clock at Southall. Hell of a game, small win. It's only a six runner race, so small win. It's the outsider. Small win, hell of a game. And at 3 o'clock, which is at Musselburgh. 3 o'clock, Musselburgh. Hold on a minute, I'm just trying to find it. I love these people. They send me these horses. I can't even... You think I type it badly at times. The horse is called A Lady's Milan. I'm not going to tell you even what they've put down on here. A Lady's Milan, small win and place. 3 o'clock, Musselburgh. A Lady's Milan, small win and place. That is it. Got no football. There's a couple of League One games today. There's City West Ham tomorrow and then nothing at all on Thursday. Oh, Champions League. I've got Champions League. I did a little bit on the Champions League this morning. What am I talking about? Champions League, I would, and you're not going to like this, Liverpool fans, if it was me, I would be laying both away teams. I think Atletico Madrid will get something, and I fancy Dortmund to beat Paris Saint-Germain. I think Paris Saint-Germain 2.44 is too short away. I certainly would have those teams closer together. So for me, it would be lay them both, get the draw on your side as well, and perhaps trade from there. If obviously the game goes on a bit longer, you'll be able to get out. And if either Atletico Madrid or Dortmund take the lead, then you can get yourself out. But I think they're both just a little bit too short, the two away teams today. Liverpool could go there and blow them away, but I don't think so. And certainly couldn't have the price difference between Dortmund and Paris Saint-Germain. Interestingly, Madrid, I think, touched 4.0, they're now 3.65, so they've shortened that. But yes, so that's the two for tonight. And then I'll cover tomorrow's two tomorrow. as we get into the last 16 and the knockouts, but I fancy both the home teams to get something out of the games tonight. I fancy Dortmund to win, but if I was getting involved, and as I say, at your own peril, if you want to get involved. Oh my God, I've just had somebody who I do some bets with. As literally as I've said that, I've got somebody I do some bets for, and he's just sent me back Liverpool. Flipping dearie me. So I've got to go now, because I bet with him I've got to go and back Liverpool. Oh my days. Oh my days. Okay, right. Well, that's not, as I say, that's the difference between opinion and his method. But for me, yeah, it's I would be laying both the away teams. There you go. Right. Have a lovely Tuesday. Enjoy yourselves. And I will be back with you. I'll be back with you Wednesday, tomorrow morning.